Okay.
Yeah, I'm registering on the VU. Am I registering on the VU too?
With us for an hour, some of the people from Channel Jack. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, I'm Ray Shulman.
I'm his brother Derek, and here's
Kerry Minear.
And you're in town, playing over at the auditorium tonight with
Jay
Giles.
Yeah.
Touring the country. Got a new album out.
Yep.
Called Power and the Glory. Very interesting album.
Yeah.
And would that make about five or six for you?
It's our sixth album. I believe it's our fourth released in America.
Uh-huh. Still, a lot of people aren't as familiar with the Gentle Giant as they should be.
No, that the new album seems to be attracting a lot more people than the past album, which it's a bit strange, but seems good.
Yeah, we haven't been across from the States for 18 months.
Uh-huh.
So obviously people aren't going to be too aware, but there's just, we found they've built up a sort of, we've built up a following through our absence, just people sort of catching on to the old stuff, and the places we've played so far have been really nice because, the people have just sort of been there for us. Well, half of the people anyway, I mean, we've been playing support, which has been, it's quite sort of gratifying, you know.
Uh-huh.
So, it's been really good, actually, the tour so far.
Yeah. First time I heard of Gentle Giant was from the album Acquiring the Taste.
On early one.
And
then.
I really loved it, the first time I heard it. And I've liked your music ever since. It's quite intricate.
Yeah, I think the majority of people probably caught onto it in America through Octopus.
Uh-huh.
And I've worked backwards through our works rather than, you know.
Well, and even now Power and the Glory now. You know, people
know that
Power and the Glory
is doing
here.
Yeah, it's doing well now in the charts and things, you know. Then people think, oh, well, I wonder what else they've done. Oh, look, they had an album out called Octopus and Three Friends and Acquiring the Taste.
Yeah, we've had a lot of handicaps really about our progression in the States. Obviously through our absence and the label changes.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, some albums not released here and just difficulty in obtaining our album sometimes. But I mean, it seems to be a lot of it is cured on this new album.
And the rest of Europe, you have probably a better following.
Yeah.
Places like Italy.
Oh, yeah.
Germany.
Yeah.
In Europe, it's fine.
In England, it's
good following.
In fact, we go back after this tour. We finish this tour in the middle of November. We have to do, we're doing Italy.
Yeah.
For 6 days in Switzerland, which would be quite nice. It'd be a change, you know, from playing like second to Jay Giles to sort of in the 4,000 seats, just playing quite a big venue, you know, by ourselves. And then we do a British tour in December. And we're looking forward to that because we were going to record that and hopefully have a live album.
Something you haven't done yet.
Yeah, it would be really, really strange. But it'll be really nice because the live act contains, although the numbers are virtually the same, it contains a lot of sort of unrecorded stuff, just specially done for stage, you know,
mm-hmm.
which will be on record eventually.
How long has the band been together now?
Well, the nucleus of the Gentle Giant has in fact been formed for 4 years, but as we are now with as a five piece, just 2 years. It's four of us been together from the start. Myself and Derek and Kerry and our guitarist Gary and John Weathers joined 2 years ago.
How did the band start?
Oh well, see the story. The story is that it was really myself and Derek and another brother Phil. We were in a pop band in England playing like kind of good time music, I suppose.
Top 40 stuff, you know.
Yeah,
we were pretty popular. We had a couple of hit singles and had the sort of like teeny pop adulation sort of thing.
What's the name of the band?
Simon Dupree and the Big Sound, it's called, if anyone knew about it here.
Well, not here, but I mean, in Europe and England we had very big following. But the stuff we were doing was pretty trashy stuff.
We didn't enjoy, and just out of frustration more than anything, we decided to stop the band, even though we could have earned a good living, but that wasn't really enough for us at the time, and so we split the band up. And we looked for other people to with similar ideas of forming the kind of a band. And we came up with Kerry initially, who'd just left the academy in London. and had a very bad experience of playing in a band in Germany, where he was broke and couldn't get gear home. He'll probably tell you a bit more about that. Anyway, we got together, the four of us. Or will he?
No, he wasn't. He's not going to tell us.
No comment. The four of us just, we auditioned for guitar players and came up with Gary after thousands of musicians. Or was it 10?
No, it was 30. Yeah, it was about 30. We auditioned about 30, 35 guitarists, and Gary was the best one we
had. By far the best.
Yeah, by far.
And we had, we've been through drummers. The first drummer was more of a personality clash than anything, the fact that he left. He played on the first two albums. And our second drummer, Malcolm Mortimer, unfortunately, after making three friends, was involved in a motorcycle accident, broke a left arm and a left leg.
Which we decided to play the drums.
Yeah.
Slowed him down a bit.
And so we got John, actually, who had just left the Grease band. It was much better for us, in fact, that because we had a sort of like a much more solid backing thing behind, sort of, I suppose, intricate arrangements, and it worked out much better. And from Oxford onwards, he's been with us.
And then 2 years ago, Brother Phil left for, I suppose, personal reasons.
What's he doing now?
He's teaching, in fact.
Not in music anymore?
Not music, no.
No, he's
teaches English and art. And so the band that is 2 years old.
Yeah. You play the violin?
That's right, yeah.
And bass.
Just about everybody in the band plays a number of instruments.
That's right.
Yeah. We try, endeavour. No, we actually do play the instruments on stage and on record. There'd be no point in just picking up an instrument just for its own sake. It'd be really, really silly if you couldn't play it and then just played a few notes, because that's really pretty false. If we can play it, we'll play something just to get a different sort of sound and mood for different.
You play the reeds.
I play the sax, yeah, but, not too well, but not bad. I can get along. Play a bit of bass, and I mainly lead vocal.
Uh-huh.
And Kerry plays...
Keyboard player.
Keyboards.
Anything you've got black and white notes on it, you'll try.
Yeah. And cello.
Do you use a synthesizer?
Yeah.
Synthesizer, yeah. Just one, mini mood. Nothing too flamboyant. It's something I can handle. We ditched the Mellotron through personal reasons. No, I can't stand them. I use a clavinet and an electric piano. Wurlitzer, soon to be swapped for Fender Rhodes.
So you use several keyboards with you?
Yeah, Orban. Yeah.
Orban, Vibes, and cello.
Marimba.
Three-note marimba, custom-built.
Is that a bass marimba?
No, it's just something we knocked up, so we could play one of the numbers that only uses three marimba notes. Seems silly to buy all marimba when you can only use three notes.
A special effect.
Yeah, really.
What kind of musical backgrounds do you come from?
Well, personally, the only real formal tuition I've had was on violin. I studied under a teacher for about 12 to 13 years. Apart from that, like most of my experience has come through just playing in bands, really, on the road.
Mine's sort of pure, sort of like rock, and I was into sort of like rock music from just guitars and things since about 12 years old, 11 years old. So that's basically it, no sort of formal tuition apart from like 3 or 4 years on the saxophone.
But
Ray was up to sort of National Youth Orchestra standard on the violin, and he was going to join the Youth Orchestra. He won't say that, but he was. before we decided to sort of make a single. And Kerry?
I had formal tuition, I had 3 years study at Royal Academy in composition, which was most enjoyable. But I often wish I'd taken a keyboard instrument instead, so I wouldn't get as frustrated as I do sometimes. No, it was good fun, 3 years there. And, the guitarist was a blues musician all his life till he met us, although he loves to listen to jazz. I don't think he ever played any. And the drummer is more or less funk, drummer, used to play with the Grease Band originally, so you can see the whole lot sort of, it's a bit of a pudding mix.
Yeah. Potpourri, they think about it. Yeah.
We all stretch each other in different directions, and it's quite, you know, enjoyable working. Well, always has been up to now, anyway.
you all take part in writing the tunes?
No, this is really myself, Ray, and Kerry. We're the writers, basically. But we all after the thing's written, the band arranges the actual material.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a combined effort as far as arrangement's concerned. But usually, I mean, it's usually down to sort of like myself, Ray, and Kerry, just write the actual stuff that are for albums, etc.
Mm-hmm. How about this new album? Can you tell us something about that?
Yeah, we'll
have a story to tell.
The album was conceived about, this time last year, in fact. We thought about the actual theme first and decided to write the album around the theme rather than music first or series of songs. And we decided to split it down into 8 categories, the actual theme, which is basically the corruption of power, basically. And I say that very loosely, you know, because it encompasses a whole lot of things. And we split it down into 8 categories in that there's a speech, and then there's changes in the guy's mind, and the people turn on him, etc. It just goes through a lot of things on the album. And then we wrote the actual music along the lyrical ideas of individual tracks, or cuts, should I say. And then when the music was written, we put the lyrics to it. So the actual song sounded like the lyrical idea should have been. So hopefully this album is most satisfying because we've written it that way, I think. Especially, well, for us anyway. It's more satisfying than other things we've done. And that was it, basically. We took quite a bit of time over it. We took about, from conception to finishing, about 6 months. Actually, sort of like from starting of writing to finishing the album. We took about 2.5 months in the studio, working like 2 days on, 3 days off. And it was during the power crisis in England where we had 2 days blackouts.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember it over here.
Sure.
Yeah, and we had to have a generator in the studio and to keep sort of like things running. It's quite funny, really, you know, with sort of like big motors running outside and just to keep the board
raincoats
going.
Raincoats
and things, you know, playing instruments and fingers getting really cold. But it was really good. It's good fun because nobody was in London at that time. I mean, they just couldn't work. And really desperate straits England was in then. It felt really good. Felt quite happy being in London by ourselves. Yeah. Yeah, it's the most satisfying album we've done, I think.
I like a lot of it.
I think
it's too much overdubbing.
Oh yeah, yeah. We do, in fact, start off with we all play on the thing, but we use just tracers and actually put down the bass and drums first, bass and drum track, and then after that we build up on top. I said that the things are arranged beforehand, that the parts are arranged, but on what instruments we don't know, and what other things turn up in the studio is another thing. So it's a lot of studio work involved.
Except for one cut on the album, in fact, we did, I don't know if you know, the slow one, Aspiration.
Yeah.
That was just, we purely went in there and played it first time, that chip number, which is very strange for us to do. We normally are very calculating on a recording and only take bass and drums, and then when we're satisfied with those, do we carry on overdubbing. But on that particular track, we just wanted to get away from that and play it a first time. I mean, if the first time didn't work, come back another day and do it first time, but luckily it happened within the first couple of takes, that number. It's quite a diversion for us.
Mm. How do you like the States so far?
Well, this time it seems to be obviously our best tour. I mean, we haven't been here for 18 months.
This is your third tour?
It's a third tour, but the others, I mean, we just couldn't count. The first time we came to the States, in fact, we toured with Black Sabbath.
Uh-huh.
Which I think you can imagine what that's like.
Like a friend of mine told me he saw you at a place you're called, like, Kinetic Playground.
Yeah, that's right. We had a very good time there at Kinetic. It's a fine gig, in fact. I remember enjoying
that. Was your first gig here in Chicago?
Yeah, that's right. Then we played with Jethro Tull, I think. Uh-huh. And that was good as well. But we've got, you know, we found that Chicago's the audience very responsive towards us, you know. I don't know what's going to be like tonight, but they seem to be very receptive. And there was, you know, this tour has happened all over the place. As I said, we found we've got sort of followings in most places we've been to. In LA, it was amazing. It was just, we played the packed houses every night. And Denver, it's happened the same.
Even when we've been supporting, you know, at least this time, mm-hmm. there's been a good nucleus of the audience been of
Confidential Giant. To see us, rather than, you know, the major band. So at least when we select, we can do our next number. So we get a few people clapping and knowing the number, which is, yeah, it makes you feel at home anyway.
What do you think of the current state of the music?
Well, actually, it seems to be, in fairness, in here, they've been, it's getting to the point that where there is a place in the market for our kind of music, which is very encouraging for us to carry on. apart from that, there seems to be a small kind of recession in the business at the moment. I mean, there's a lot of bands on the way down,
yeah.
and not too many on the way up, which is obviously, that's a bad situation. But hopefully that, you know, we can be one of the bands on the way up. And we'll replace them.
All the way. As they say.
Looks like we're about out of tape.
Okay.
I think we've got about enough. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
Talking to us.
Pleasure.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.